What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ravens beat the Steelers Saturday 28-14. They're getting ready to take on the Buffalo Bills on Sunday at 6:30. Ravens will be back on the practice field tomorrow. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline for our weekly chat with our friend Rita Hubbard. And Rita, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. So I think we all thought the Ravens would win on Saturday, but were you surprised at the beatdown that they handed to their rival Steelers?
Yes and no. Yes, because it is still a division rivalry. No, because the Steelers had not played good football in over a month. So, you know, it's tricky. Those types of games are very tricky. You never know when a guy knows who you are, how they're going to play it. And unfortunately for the Steelers, the Ravens just had too much power. They have too much firepower on offense. And then that defense has turned around, and their offense to me is pretty inept.
Yeah.
No matter who you put in at the quarterback position. So, yes, I'm you know surprised because usually those types of games don't go like that. Even though I know that they won by 2 scores, you know, early like a couple weeks prior, but then also with the way that they have been playing down the stretch. You know, it felt like that they just wanted to go get their flight for Cancun ready at that point.
Rita, looking ahead to Sunday, Ravens Bills, they met in September. Ravens beat them down 35-10, ran them over defensively. They dominated them. That being said, a lot has changed for both of these teams. How much do you take away from that first matchup?
You know, look, at the end of the day, you know, they'll sit there because Bills fans will tell you that they didn't have guys on defense, which is fine, right? But the offense of the Bills, and no, they didn't have Amari Cooper at that point, but they still only put up 10 points against a team that at the time was ranked 32nd in pass defense. And so, yes, they've gotten better. They've gotten Milano back, who wasn't there. They got Amari Cooper. So they do have, you know, more firepower this time around. But then also the Ravens know how to use Derrick Henry now. And they did in that matchup, by the way. I want to be clear on that I felt like that they used Henry fantastic in that matchup. But now they know how to utilize him. Now they got, you know, their tight ends moving and going. And now this defense that wasn't playing well, quite frankly, at the time that game had come about, has now been stout. So this is going to be a fun matchup. I'm curious to see how this is going to go. There's people that believe that, you know, the Ravens probably are going to run some zone, which in my opinion, that offense, that's not going to bode well. So I really think that, you know, the offense of the Ravens is going to have to really step up and continue what they've been doing, which is pounding the ground on the run and, you know, allowing Lamar to make the plays that he can make in the air as well.
It doesn't sound like Zay Flowers. Lamar his back seemed to be an issue for at least part of the game. Any thoughts on the magnitude of those two situations?
I mean, I think Lamar will be okay. You know, get that man some ibuprofen or something. Mm-hmm. Put him in an ibuprofen IV. He'll be all right. Zay obviously is a bigger concern. But, I still feel confident that the guys that they have can still get it done. Rashad Bateman, man, like, I feel like we don't give him enough flowers. Yeah. He just consistently finds ways to get open. Isaiah Likely consistently finds ways to make plays. And then you got Mark Andrews, who, by the way, Mark Andrews wasn't playing at the level that he's playing now back in week four because he was still trying to get himself back in form after that car accident. So there's other guys that you can, you know, rely and step up for. You had Nelson Aguilar, you know, catch a pass in the game, a crucial pass in the Steelers game. So as much as you want Zay to be a part of what it is that they're doing, I feel confident in the other guys because they've all been playmakers at some point this season. Oh, and don't let me forget my man, Justice Hill, because y'all know I'm Team Hill over here, too.
Yeah.
So that guy.
We're talking with Rita Hubbard, Inside Access here on The Fan. We can talk about all these guys. I just have trouble, like, seeing a scenario where the Bills can stop the Ravens running Derrick Henry. Like, Matt Milano's playing. We've talked about this a lot the last couple of days. He's playing. He's not a run-stuffing linebacker. They are light in the rear, that football team. They didn't match up well with the Ravens when they played the first time, and now the Ravens have figured out what they're doing more than they did when they played them the first time.
Yeah, and that's my thing, too, Ken, is that, look, and now they're running zone read the way that they should have been doing probably earlier in the season. They're doing it now. And now we're seeing, you know, shout out to Lamar's mom because he's been doing what he's supposed to do ever since he got cussed out by his mama. But sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need somebody to put some things into perspective for you. Do you want to be great? Sometimes being great means doing the things that you don't want to do, but the things that you have to do. And doing the zone read makes it so hard for everybody. The Steelers, if I'm not mistaken, is a top 10 run defense. And they put essentially 300 yards. Yeah, it was 299 because they had a kneel down, but 300 yards on the ground against a team that defends the run extremely well. So I do think that this is a matchup problem for, you know, the Bills. And on top of that, Derrick Henry has always had success against the Bills. So it's going to be interesting because if you try to stop Henry, well, you're going to be able to stop Lamar. He's just as much as the weapon on the ground as Derrick Henry is. And then if you try to stop both of those things and you try to put nine people on the box, oh, okay, well, there's some man matchup out there. Somebody's going to get killed in the air. So this is going to be fun. But I agree. Like, I just don't know how you stop what the Ravens are doing right now with the run game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rita, Ravens defense was dominant in the first half. That third quarter, it looked like that Cincinnati Thursday night game, though, with all those big plays. Does that concern you at all heading into the Bills game, or much ado about nothing?
Sure. No, you got to be concerned, because even though the Bills, you don't know too many people's names over there, they still have a high-powered offense. I mean, they're out there. He's throwing to different receivers and pass catchers in every game. The guy that caught the ball on Sunday's game at the back of the end zone, I never even heard of that dude before. It's the first time I ever heard of this guy. So the fact that he's spreading the ball around, you can't really just zone on one guy. And that's the difficulty of Buffalo's offense, right, is that there's not one, just one, outside of James Cook, right, and, of course, Josh Allen. The guys that they're throwing to, it's not just Shakir. It's not just their tight ends. There's other guys. Oh, Curtis Samuel. There's other guys that are participating in what it is that they're doing. So, yes, I'm concerned, but I'm optimistic, because this defense has really showed up and stepped up over the last 6 and 7 weeks in the season. Is it going to be a challenge? Absolutely. But I do think that they are up for the challenge, and I do think that they can bold themselves well. We'll see how well, but again, I don't know what the Bills can do on the other side to stop what the Ravens got going on. All the defense got to do is just make sure they don't keep it close. That's literally, I know that's asking a lot, right? But still.
Well, Rita,
not 31 points.
I don't know if this is asking too much, but pitchers and catchers will be participating in their first workout in Sarasota February 13th. So we are less than a month away. Tony Taters is out there on the street. He's got his agent telling people in the media, hey, man, I'll take a one-year deal somewhere. Like, should these guys break his fall? I mean, we saw Manaea and Eovaldi go back to their teams. It sounds like Pete Alonso might be heading back to the Mets. Should Mike Elias make this happen?
I mean, why not, right? Number one, he's a guy that can put up over 40 home runs. Mm-hmm. Number two, he's a fan favorite. I think we can all agree that this offseason for the Orioles has been underwhelming. It might be consistent to some people, but in terms of what people thought, in terms of getting an impact player, doesn't feel that way, right? So what can potentially change, like, the thoughts of the fan base and even the front office in terms of bringing in guys that you know are capable of making plays? Well, bring back a guy that you already know, bring back a guy that people already love. And that's just one thing that I'd like them to do out of many. But I mean, I don't see the point of leaving Santander out there, and you can always find an opportunity to put him back here. You can, you know, make him a DH, or he can rotate potentially in the outfield. I just think that I think veteran leadership is still a very important thing. And I know that, you know, they got a guy who we think is going to be his replacement, but I just don't see the harm in bringing a guy like Santander back. It certainly isn't a hindrance. The dude can hit home runs. But I mean, I don't understand why he's still out there to begin with, but here we are.
Rita, you and Glenn tomorrow?
No, we are not back till next week. It's the basketball game that's going to be here on 105.7 The Fan. Oh. We will be back next week, and we will be talking book club, of course.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What basketball game? Maryland plays on Thursday.
We're playing a college game tonight.
Oh, my bad. Well, then we will see. We will see you next week, then.
Yep, we'll see you next week, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rita, as always.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, coming up next with the Hot Corner, and Jason just alluded to it, Andy Santander, still on the market. Hey, Jack Flaherty, still on the market. Should the Orioles look at possible short-term deals with one or both? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.